jerk, there might be a chance to change it. Listen, everybody. It's Frieza. He's coming for us.
Us? You mean you, right?
No, us. You, me, everyone here. It's true. He's scared of us. He wants us all dead. My whole crew is dead thanks to that freak.
Bardock gets his tail whipped and it's the end of the world, right?
Maybe you goons should stop pretending to be elites.
No kidding, Bardock. Welcome to the real world, buddy boy.
It hurts, don't it?
Let's tell him that we'll leave him alone if he bows down whenever he's in the presence of a Saiyan.
No, forget it. None of the world is going to have to kiss my stinky
food. For the rules, you're dead.
Bow before me, Frieza! And while you're down there, kiss my stinky feet!
Fools! You're all dead! He's on his way!
Come on, Bardock!
Fine. Believe what you want to believe.
Welcome to this program of the Wild Beggars of the Sea. I would want to... This is my first English program. And is usually I make Dutch programs because this material is not available in Holland, while the serious the conduct of the Dutch government is 100% Roman Catholic. And I think it's for people outside Holland also interesting to know about a little bit about how Counter-Reformation is conducted from the Netherlands as it is from every other country. And this is why I now also make an English program for people that live outside the Netherlands, outside Belgium, Flanders, outside South Africa, and that are not Amish or ex-Amish, because the Amish also speak Pennsylvania Dutch. It's a Dutch language, and but they cannot use computers themselves. But there recently I discovered that these Amish have large families, and that not all Amish become Amish, so that there might be some people in Pennsylvania that can speak Dutch, and they might appreciate the programs in Dutch, where they can then check their own language, Pennsylvania Dutch. A little bit of worries I have about the Amish, because with the documentaries I saw on YouTube, I saw that they have a German Bible. The German language is a different language from the Dutch language. In other words, someone that lives in the Netherlands cannot understand the German language unless he starts studying the German language. So it is for Amish, when they have a German Bible and they speak only two languages, Dutch and German, they cannot understand their own Bible. Because that's a third language, unless they start to study German also, but they have no opportunity to practice the German language. And this also was addressed in this documentary, and some of these Amish would also protest against the rules of the Amish because of this German Bible. And well, to tell you the truth, from what I'm not a very well studied in the German Bible translations, because I had to study Roman Catholic theology, and the Roman Catholic theology only spreads lies about the Bible and deny that the Bible is from the witness of Jesus Christ. When I have also explained this in the Dutch programs, that when I studied Roman Catholic atheism, that they call theology, theology. First of all, Roman Catholic theology is most is an atheist study, and the these programs are not live, and I listened to the piece I made now, just now, and I heard that I made a mistake. I said that the armies speak Dutch and German. No, they do not speak Dutch and German. They do not speak German at all. They only speak English and Dutch, Pennsylvania Dutch. And I myself have studied a little bit of the South African language that is now possible thanks to internet, because any Dutchman can go to South African websites and then can check how this Dutch language has changed through the centuries. It's about 300, 400 years ago that the Dutch language was started in South Africa. And since 200 years, since Napoleon Bonaparte invaded the Netherlands, the contact between South Africa and the Netherlands has stopped. These are now completely different countries that have their own system. But before Napoleon Bonaparte invaded the Netherlands, South Africa and the Netherlands were one country, one and the same country. This is, the Dutch Bibles are, from what I have studied, I have the impression that the Dutch Bibles are much, much better than the English Bibles. Not all English Bibles, because I've also read the Bible by William Tyndale that is currently uploaded at Wesley.com. Wesley is a British Protestant tradition that has has a backup of the Bible by William Tyndale, and I would read that Bible, and I was completely impressed by this very, very, very beautiful Bible by William Tyndale. And I think the Bible by William Tyndale is, well, from what I've read from the Bibles, and I've looked into a lot of translations of Bibles, I love the William Tyndale Bible completely. I'm in love with that Bible. But unfortunately, William Tyndale was killed by the Roman Catholics with help of their spy, that is the patron saint of the politicians, Sir Thomas More. Sir Thomas More is the patron saint of every lawyer and politician on this planet, and he was beheaded for treason. He was a traitor. He was also a Satanist, just as every Roman Catholic is. My parents are also Roman Catholics, and they become very angry when I say you people are Satanists, but they are. And so I will tell it to other people, and I hope other people will not get angry if I say my parents are Satanists, although they didn't rape me. No, I was raped by the people from the convent, and I was raped in the hospital. When I was a child, I was not raped by my parents. Let's that be clear about that. Yeah, but someone who is an enemy of the truth, and that is every Roman Catholic, is a Satanist. And I've read a book from a Dutch minister from the 17th century that was about the Dutch martyrs. Maybe some people know that the Roman Catholic Church has killed some 300,000 Dutch in the beginning of the 17th century. And they try to deny it and all that, but this is reality. And that's, if you think that is a large number, the 6 million Jews that were killed in what we people call the Second World War, that was not a war, but was well organized Inquisition, was also conducted by the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church, as always, attacked the Jews, and I think it's very interesting to see what other people were killed by the Roman Catholics in Germany in the period from 1940 to 1945, and these were Jehovah's Witnesses and Gypsies. Now, maybe people outside Europe do not understand what Gypsies are. Gypsies are free people and not slaves. The other people that live in a house and have registered their birth with the government are slaves of this government or the people who control this government. And since Napoleon Bonaparte invaded my country, it is very clear that since then Roman Catholics run the Netherlands. If the Dutch people would run the Netherlands, we still would have a very alive contact to South Africa. And this is one of the ways you can see that the Dutch government is just Roman Catholics, and then the rest is all lies, 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 lies. I've kind of had a bit of a problem with this program. It took me about a month to, after making preparations for this program, to start this program. I kind of got over the to start it with a bit of help at when I visited the Vatican Assassins yesterday. If people think Vatican Assassins is whatever, I would only say that, well, I think that what I will give you some of myself, some biography of myself about how I would come into this material. And this was in 2001, with the 11th September. I would see the, I was back then still watch TV, and then I saw the lies that were conducted by the media. There are a lot of movies that you can find on YouTube that have explained how the media was lying against people. It was, to me, I watched TV and I saw all the lies, and then I had an internet connection and I decided to go look at the have a look or try to find out, thanks to internet, what was behind the lies. And then I took me about 3 months. Then I would find the, well, I think I'm maybe a bit ashamed about it now, because it was, I think now this is a ridiculous material, but I would then find the website by David Icke. And with David Icke, I saw he gave some motivations of the secret agenda. And I started to researching there. It took me about two months. I was busy researching, and it was in 2001 2002. And it was in 2002 I went to research the material given to the people by David Icke. And yeah, I also tried to go look for other American websites. With InfoWars, I was not at all interested, because I immediately recognized the same propaganda that is made here over here in the Netherlands. This is why I'm very grateful to people who have warned against Alec Jones, because I was never interested in InfoWars. I do not have too much information on it, but some people have been following InfoWars and Alex Jones around for a few years, and then discovered that it was propaganda and started to warn about it. And when I would see these warnings, I noticed that the same propaganda that is used in the USA is also used here in the Netherlands. And over here in the Netherlands, there's a whole list of intellectuals that are the Dutch Alex Jones types. Once such an agent is discovered, dismantled by a researcher, then of course you can go look from who gave him that assignment. Why is he becoming a millionaire and making money on lying to the people who is hiring him? And then I discovered that these Alex Jones types over here in the Netherlands have a whole history that is very, very interesting. And I think I will use this program to explain this history, because it is very actual information also in the USA. and in other countries because it is connected to the gay marriage. Gay marriage or homosexual marriage that is started in the Netherlands by the same people that assign the disinformation agents, and these are and this is also what I saw with American theologians being addressed as Arminianism. Arminianism. It took me some time to discover what this was about in the USA. I saw it mentioned, and then I tried to look for sources, and I've been downloading some sermons from Nelson Turner. I don't like the guy. I don't want to listen to the guy, and the sermons were a very big disappointment because he had a sermon about Arminianism. I think, he goes to explain what it is, but then this whole sermon was just some bashing of a man that I regard as a hero and a friend of mine, Richard Thomas. So, I discovered what Arminianism is, or what Americans mean by the theology of Arminianism, from the same website that also has the Bible of William Tyndale. I am a man that believes in holiness, and when holiness is found, there is more than only the holiness that was discovered, and holiness is... Well, if you read the Bible of William Tyndale, you will notice that he is addressing the most common people. While and if you compare this to the King James 1611 Bible, you will notice that the King James 1611 Bible is addressing rich people, huh? Or people from universities and that kind of stuff. And I not say that I will not say that. The King James 1611 Bible is a bad Bible. I also use it, and I use it, but I warn you that Alberto Rivera warned about certain Roman Catholic influence in the King James 1611 translation. And I will now also want to explain something about the Roman Catholic influence in the 1611. King James 1611 translation, and while that I would also want to warn people that Geneva Bibles are censored in the USA in favor of the King James 1611 Bible, but the King James 1611 Bible they also want to destroy because it might have had some Roman Catholic influence. It's not a Roman Catholic Bible, but if you think that the King James 1611 Bible is a sane Bible, and if you would know the Dutch language, and you would see the Dutch Bibles, and you would compare, and if I compare the Dutch Bibles to the King James Bible, well, I'll try to explain this in English. It is like this: the King James 1611 Bible has the word church in it, and the in Holland, over here in the Netherlands, the only Bible that uses the word church is the Roman Catholic translation. The word church is a translation of the Greek word ekklesios. The word ekklesios was translated by William Tyndale as congregation. It is by other translators, it is translated as community, gathering. There are several ways to translate this word, but you might understand that from the Greek language, the word ekklesios is referring to a group of people that have chosen for a certain way, and that is also what I got noticed with the Amish documentaries, that the English word church is used by the Amish to address a group of people. Now, what's the problem with this word church? It is in Dutch word, in Dutch it is kerk, that's how the Roman Catholics translate the Bible, but they say ecclesias, that's church, is kerk, while the all Dutch Bibles from Protestant sources have translated the word ecclesias with the word gemeente, gemeente or gemeente. That depends on what part of the Netherlands you live. And the word gemeente is also used to address villages and cities and to address the government buildings. Government buildings in the Netherlands are called gemeentehuis. Gemeentehuis, that depends on what part of the Netherlands you are. Of gemeentehuis, or gemeentehuis, or gemeentehuis. Well, anyway, the word gemeentehuis could be compared to the meaning of the word church, but the problem is the word ecclesias is not referring to a building, while the word church is referring to a building. This building, churches, are not built by God. They are not built by Jodhevauhe. They are not built by Yahweh, whatever you can say it. These are not built by the Father of Jesus Christ. They are built by people. People built churches. The Bible has a very clear warning against this in the story of King David. King David wanted to build a temple for Jodhevauhe, and he, or the I Am, translated from Hebrew, the I Am that I Am, or whatever. But this is in the Book of Kings, as I remember well. I've read this whole discussion that King David had with the Lord. Pardon. And the Lord gave no permission for King David to build a temple, but King David wanted to worship the Lord, wanted to build a temple, and he didn't build a temple because he was obedient to the Lord. And then his son Solomon went to build a temple. This is why Freemasonry is worshipping the Temple of Solomon, and the Temple of Solomon is the most important target of Freemasonry, because it's utter blasphemy allowed by the Lord, or almost allowed by the Lord, in that way that the Lord gave permission for the son of King David to build a temple. And this is, I think I referred to the book that you can read it yourself, and you can study that for yourself. I will go now back to what I was earlier talking about, homosexual marriage. I would want to warn you that it is, this whole homosexual marriage is an utter hypocrisy. It is still prohibited in the Netherlands to have a polygamist relationship. If homosexuals want to marry with like five men and have orgies every week or every day, whatever they want, or this is illegal in the Netherlands. The only thing that they have now done is that one homosexual can marry to one homosexual. There is two homosexuals. And hypocrisy doesn't end there, no. Because of the legal permission that these homosexuals have, they can then adopt children. Now, this is the utter stupidity here, because you also know that the Jesuit order is a homosexual order, and that it's for homosexuals. This gay marriage gives them a great opportunity for brainwashing children and educate them the way Napoleon Bonaparte was educated in Corsica. This means that two homosexuals go brain mind control a child, and the child lives there, has no way to escape because of the police is always helping what they call legal, what is in fact over here in the Netherlands illegal. Every law over here in the Netherlands is an illegal conduct because the Dutch constitution has been destroyed by Napoleon Bonaparte and Jan Roothaan, that was the Jesuit general, or this was before Jan Roothaan was a Jesuit general. If you go look at the biographies of the Jesuit generals, you will notice that a Jesuit general is rewarded for a certain work that he did as a Jesuit. like I haven't discovered yet why Hans Kolfenbach is made in general some years ago, but I do know that the work he is doing is highly successful still today in the Netherlands, and this I would also want to. I was very shocked to see that the name Geert Wilders, is known in the USA, while the name Pim Fortuyn is unknown in the USA, because it's just propaganda. I don't know why people in the USA still watch TV and still read newspapers, but I don't watch TV for years anymore. I don't want anything to do with the Dutch hypocrites that spread lies every day on the schools and in the media. I try to warn people how they can protect their children against the lies that are taught at the schools, the lies about our history. But I'm on my own, and the other people, they are all so much into a lie reality that it takes many, many hours to get the mind control out of a Dutchman. I will give you an example, like this man from Frisia that interviewed Leo Zagami some years ago. He was, what's his name again? Dutch Phil. He lives in another part of the Netherlands as I am. Don't try to exchange him for me, but I think he's a great guy and all that. I don't know whether he has a secret agenda, but I have been visiting his blog. He also publishes in English, maybe you know Dutchville. And I tried to explain to him that the articles he would write about subliminal technology used in movies, his whole research is based on propaganda and lies, and I did not achieve in that. I think maybe if I would have a week-long discussion with him on a forum or something like that, maybe I would be able to explain to him why his research has in the field of researching subliminal psychology is incorrect, and that's why he can never get the right conclusion. But I also was never able to explain what I just tried to explain to the Americans, that the King James 1611 Bible is not to be trusted because the word church is used in that Bible. I mean, over here in Europe, yeah, not only in the Netherlands, but all over Europe, in the beginning of the 17th centuries, all churches were taken down, abolished, destroyed, made stables out of it, yeah. A church building is a Roman Catholic building, always, whatever you call them. I have been listening to the work of, studying a little bit the work of, what's his name again? This Dutch Reformed pastor in Texas. What's his name again? I made a movie from one of his... I'm sorry, please. We'll be right back. Multicolor. Multicolor is the name of the Dutch Reformed minister in Texas that I referred to before the song. Well, this is the Dutch Reformed Church. Yeah, is a well is a very important part of the USA because the and also other countries. I know that in Australia there are also Dutch Reformed Church, and I do not understand. Maybe I do, but I explained to you before that the Dutch Bibles do not contain the word church, but use the word congregation. So if a Dutch Reformed person who says, I'm Dutch Reformed, I'm very proud, there's a very high class of Dutch Reformed, and then he goes sell the word church, he goes use the word church, I think, oh, yeah. He could use the word congregation, he could use the word gathering. I mean, there are beautiful words. I think I love Willem Tyndale a lot, so I love the word congregation, but gathering is also a popular word in the Rastafari traditions and so forth. So I think it is something that I cannot go tell Multicolor, why do you use the word church? He will just make up a lie, I guess. I don't know why, but this hypocrisy within the Dutch Reformed cults is also over here in the Netherlands very, very active. I know I have very little contact to the Dutch Reformed culture because I grew up in a Papist family, and the Papists have no permission to talk to Dutch Reformed people because the Roman Catholic Church will do everything they can to get away, to take away the Bible from the people, and the Roman Catholics, yeah, in that case they are completely successful because Roman Catholics do not have permission to read the Bible until 1965. 1965, I say this year because that's the end of Vatican II, that's a very important Vatican Council that changed certain things within Roman Catholicism in order to adapt the propaganda to the successes of Counter-Reformation. In other words, if the Roman Catholic Church suddenly allows Roman Catholics to have a Bible in the house as they have done in 1965, the strategic reason for that is very clear to me, because it's for ecumenical conduct. I mean, at the moment that Roman Catholics have a Bible in the house, it's easier to fool Protestants in believing that Roman Catholics are Christians. No, they are not Christians, they are anti-Christians. And my parents are an enemy of Jesus Christ and are an enemy of any disciple of Jesus Christ. And they become very angry when I quote from the Bible to my parents when I was a child. And I do not say my parents are bad people. I think, well, I don't know whether God will judge my parents. Yeah, maybe they will repent at a certain time in their life. I think they're still alive. I have no contact with them because they are Roman Catholics and they have no permission to talk to Protestants like me. So my parents and my family have already in the past already kicked me out of the family because I'm not a Roman Catholic, and since I have been studying things like the Bible and all that, they have no permission to have contact with me. So this is, I think, very logical and typical. I myself don't care, but I'm only very, 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 very happy that I know the truth. I mean, for me, the often is David Icke would put a notion there, like he said, the truth will set you free. And then it's very funny because the truth will set you free is a quote from the Bible. And David Icke then, after he said the truth will set you free, he goes deny the existence of the Bible and he doesn't even understand that Satanism is 100% connected to Roman Catholicism. It is of, and this is also what I had in Dutch programs before, where I explained the American Satanism, and I will then also explain American Satanism now to people in America and other countries from what I said in Dutch, and then you can check it with your own sources. But the most important theologian of Roman Catholicism is Thomas Aquino. The most important theologian of Satanism is Anton LaVey. One of the most important friends of Anton LaVey was Colonel Thomas Aquino. Colonel Thomas Aquino has started the Temple of Set. The last name of Mr. Aquino is Mr. Aquino, and that's the same name as the most important name of the Roman Catholic theology. In other words, yeah, there is no difference between Satanism and Roman Catholicism. Then Anton LaVey, I've seen pictures of him, and most pictures I saw, he has a Roman Catholic priest garb on him. And what I said in Dutch programs is the stupidity of this matter is that the people, because of in 1966 Anton LaVey started Satanism, this disconnects Satanism from Roman Catholicism. Before 1966, every Protestant preacher that was not an infiltrator would preach the Satanists. Yeah, that's the Roman Catholics. These are the Satanists. My parents are Satanists. I, who grew up in a Roman Catholic family, agrees with this Protestant preacher that says Roman Catholics are Satanists. Roman Catholics are Satanists. I mean, and Anton LaVey, that's not a Satanist. That's just a puppet of the Inquisition industry in the USA. Now, the Inquisition industry in the USA, it's a word that I'm the first one that I know that uses that word. And I've been using it now in a YouTube reaction to a quote of William Cooper, because William Cooper then made said it's not the Catholics, while, yeah, I mean, he was shot before he discovered that he was wrong, I guess, because William Cooper is just like Barry Hamish. They have been wrong in the past, these researchers. They made mistakes and then rectified these mistakes. But when they get killed, before they can discover that they made a mistake, yeah, then someone else has to say, well, William Cooper is a very important researcher, but he made some mistakes. Like, I have a quote from William Cooper. One of his the mistakes he made. I will now go. Have I explained everything I want to explain? Let me think. No. Yeah. I think it's important now that I will listen. Put some William Cooper here. A quote of William Cooper. Of a mistake he made in the research, and if you think that I'm attacking William Cooper, I think that at that moment I am William Cooper's friend and not the one that accuses me of attacking William Cooper. No, I just say he's a man, he makes mistakes. William Cooper is not God, neither am I. I also may make mistakes, and when someone can address me of a mistake I made, if they achieve in that, I am grateful to such a person. Yeah, because it's not about me, it's about the truth. The truth that is has got nothing to do with me. If I am not alive, the truth is still the same. I'm only a messenger. Here is the quote by William Cooper.
Venetian agents had a direct hand in the English King Henry VIII's break with Rome, and in the creation of the theocratic Church of England, or the Anglican Church. Venice, you see, was crucial to the transformation of Martin Luther's ill-formed movement into a Europe-wide Protestant schism, and Venice was equally pivotal in shaping the Vatican's countermeasures, thus ensuring decades of religious warfare. Martin Luther, whether you realize it or not, used the seal of the Rosen Cross on his correspondence. He was a member of the secret mystery religion known as the Rosicrucians.
And I know this to be incorrect. The ancient order Rosicrucis was set up by Spencer Lewis. Spencer Lewis, you can check this out in the information of Amorc or the ancient order of Rosicrucis. It was set up by a Roman Catholic bishop in I should go find the exact date, but I usually I am not on the online. I am only online sometimes because I want to prevent attacks on my accounts and on my computer. But the Spencer Lewis was a bishop in the Roman Catholic Church. Was a Roman Catholic bishop. Who started the forgery of the ancient order of Rosicrucians about a century ago. William Cooper believed it. William Cooper didn't know that the ancient order Rosicrucius, Rosicrucia, was is a forgery, a Roman Catholic forgery. But the original Rosicrucians, or the Rosicrucian that Martin Luther was a member of, has no connection whatsoever with the ancient order Rosicrucius. It's very hard to get information on that. What I came about was that Rosicrucians that Martin Luther was a member of, I don't know how many movements of these were, but I would once find that there were members there that were Jesuits that would that would walk over to their enemies, just as Alberto Rivera became a Protestant, it was in 1517, it was before the Jesuit order was started, so this must have been later, but the Rosicrucians were in fact an intellectual group that was the strongest defense against Roman Catholicism for some centuries over here in Europe. And this defense is now taken down. It looks to me it is taken down in the 19th century, but I haven't come up yet with an exact fact in some article. But the own Rosicrucians, Gnostics, and all these secret societies that are being attacked by papists, as John F. Kennedy, have a whole other history as the sources that William Cooper had to use, because the truth is censored and lies are put in place, and because when you censor the truth, it gets noticed, but when you put a lie in the place of the truth, it will not get noticed, and this is what's happening. And Martin Luther was not a member of the ancient order Rosicrucis, but he was a Rosicrucian, or he might have been a Rosicrucian. I do not know more facts about it, but I have contact with these groups in the past, both the traditional Rosicrucians and the forgery Rosicrucians. The forgery Rosicrucians, the ancient order of Rosicrucis, are the largest, by far the largest largest group, and most easy to reach and most easy to find. And when you see on the internet Rosicrucians, you are in the most cases looking at the forgery of Rosicrucianism made by Spencer Lewis. And the original Rosicrucians, I have had the opportunity to study some of their intellectuals. I know the name of one of them that went to America. If you want to check this information, the Rosicrucian that is from the original Rosicrucians that I know the name of in America is Max Heindel. He moved to I think it was somewhere California or something, I don't know. But he would write books on the matter. If you go to online to check this information, in Holland there's a strong tradition of these traditional Rosicrucians. It's called Lectorium Rosicrucianum. But their information is also very unreliable because they are infiltrated. They are infiltrated. That's for me it was easy to see when I would see their website in Dutch, because they take a quote from the Revelation of John, then they do not put there that it's a quote from the Revelation of John, and they go put a complete other meaning as the meaning is in the Bible, while keeping secret it's from the Bible. Not only that, I have met these Rosicrucians from Lectorium with lectures, and in one of these lectures there was a man there who was having some stories about how great pyramids are. Well, that's I don't know how many infiltrators you people listening have already exposed when they went to go promote pyramids, but I've met several of these men that go promote pyramids. They all have a secret agenda. That's very clear. And yeah, the Lectorium is infiltrated severely. There's no truth found from what I know, not in these lectures I found, not on the websites that I found. I would write an email to the webmaster there for and explaining that the story that was found on the website was a lie and a forgery and a very dangerous propaganda. I do not get a mail back. They don't even react. The only reaction I get with these books is that they replace the lie with another lie every time, so it's useless. And the people that that are inside in these groups, I don't know how to reach them. Maybe the but anyway, today Rosicrucianism, I think there's no real Rosicrucianism on the planet for as far as I know. Maybe they are, but if there are real Rosicrucians, I think the only thing they are doing is hiding, because as soon as they get discovered, they get infiltrated or killed if they cannot be infiltrated. Or I mean, they are a dangerous enemy of the Vatican, and they are taken out. But that's the background of Martin Luther. The story that is coming from this research from William Cooper, I saw it used by Greg Szymanski before Greg Szymanski turned commercial, and we could still download his great programs. Greg Szymanski is a very great journalist, and but Visigoth called him an asshole, and I didn't understand why. But then I saw that he had closed down that. Greg Szymanski has closed down his website for pay only members, and then I understood what Visigoth was talking about, and I agree with Visigoth. Yeah, I'm not. It's only sad that someone seems to be an asshole. I mean, I still think Greg Szymanski is one of the greatest journalists on the planet. I love him dearly, the man. And yeah, maybe he has so much money problems, or he's maybe influenced. I also know the webmaster that has arranged this nonsense on his website, and I'd rather not discuss it over here, but this webmaster also already had banned me from his own website, and I don't know why, and so I don't know whether he is whether he's an infiltrator, but I think not, to tell you the truth. I think he's just ignorant. I would go to his website and look at the about page, and when I went to the about page of his website, I'm not going to mention that website, but if he listens, he knows who is it about. But I saw the utter symbol of Roman Catholicism in his about page, I mean, when I go to a website and I see about, and then I see the utter symbol of Roman Catholicism there, then I think, well, such a person is ignorant. But if I go tell to this person, hey, please, you are, I can give you a whole list of Bible quotes why not to use that symbol. But recently I heard a very great way to describe it. It's like this. If your mother would be killed by a hammer, would you then put a hammer on your wall in order to remember your mother? Yeah? I published another story on this on my previous website, but this is, yeah, something that I think it's propaganda. It's a way to make people insult to Jesus Christ, and everything in Roman Catholicism is targeted and insulting Jesus Christ. It's an utter hate of Jesus Christ. And if then people say, oh, I'm a Protestant, I go also put symbols for hate for Jesus Christ, and they put that everywhere, then I think, yeah, what's wrong with those people? They are worse than Roman Catholics because they deny that they are Roman Catholics. In other words, raise a Roman Catholic, and maybe he doesn't know this because he doesn't know Roman Catholics well. If you think you are a Protestant, and if you go use that kind of blasphemous and painful utter insults to me, to Jesus Christ, and to any other man that tries to live in truth and honesty, you should maybe go talk to Roman Catholics and try to understand what Roman Catholicism is, because Roman Catholicism is not how you say it, men choose to believe to go to hell. Huh? Usually when people go to hell, yeah, some choose for it, but most people that go to hell are deceived. Or, yeah, well, what hell is a bit complicated. There are many theological discussions about it, but Jesus Christ used it in a context, the word hell, and I think you should also use the context with it, because from what I understand, the way Jesus Christ used it, he meant the hell on this earth. I mean, if you are a sinner in your childhood, you will have a terrible life as an adult. That's how I understand hell, the way Jesus Christ describes it. And there might be more there might be more facts about hell, but I do not know more facts about hell, and I also do not want to say something that is not true. I only say I don't know. Well, there are now at this moment two movements in Rosicrucianism. The Roman forgery of the ancient order of Rosicrucis is the most popular, and William Cooper thought that these were the Rosicrucians. Well, they are not. They are set up by a Roman Catholic bishop, Spencer Lewis. And I recently went to check the information out, because some years ago I would find another name of this bishop, but this has been censored on the internet, and I couldn't find this name. But I saw the picture of him, a Roman Catholic bishop, who has, The Spencer Lewis, he's a typical bishop, as you know them from the Roman Catholic Church, if you know them. So the mistake that William Cooper made had a lot of consequences for the overall research of William Cooper, and Greg Szymanski would mention a dialectic between Protestantism and Roman Catholicism, and I mentioned Greg Szymanski because I thank him for this warning about what people believe, because this is not the truth. There is not a dialectic between Protestantism and Roman Catholicism, not at all. It is like this. The Emperor of Rome, yeah, Emperor Nero, Emperor Constantine, Emperor Caesar, whatever Emperor of Rome, the current Emperor of Rome is called Benedict XVI, he has the official title of Pontifex Maximus. At least that's what they gave him, the title of Pontifex Maximus, that's the title of the Emperor of Rome. Wants to kill all Christians. Wants to kill the remembrance of Jesus Christ. Now, he doesn't succeed in that. everything he tries to do to achieve this, he achieves the opposite, because when the Romans were persecuting the disciples of Jesus Christ, these disciples created many, these martyrs created many people who would repent and converts, who then became interested in the work of Jesus Christ and also wanted to understand why the Roman Emperor wanted to kill them, and this was destroying the Roman Empire. Then in order to prevent the destruction of the Roman Empire, Emperor Constantine made used his knowledge of spies to create Roman Catholicism. And Roman Catholicism started with the first Ecumenical Council of Nicaea. The Council of Nicaea, that was, I checked the Dutch and the English Wikipedia, because there was a difference in information there. When I went to go look for Council of Nicaea in Dutch, I saw that's the first Ecumenical Council. And when I went to go look for it in English, I saw it was the first council, and they've taken out the word ecumenical. Yeah, some listeners will immediately understand what this is about, because if the it is the official name of the Council of Nicaea, the Ecumenical Council, meaning that Protestants today that are ecumenical, that are in fact Roman Catholics, in the way that Christians in 1600 years ago were also fooled by this deceiving of ecumenical. We must all unite. We must all unite under one world leader, the Emperor of Rome, and we must serve the Emperor of Rome, and etc. This is the Roman Catholics in the 16th century had clear plans to kill every Protestant, every Anabaptist, every Baptist, every Calvinist, every Lutheran, everyone that had a possession of the Bible, everyone that had read something in the Bible, were killed. The Anabaptists were a majority in Europe, they are all killed. And I know this for sure, because this is also what William Silent knew. And William Silent would hear this information when he was amongst nobility. He then kept silent about it, and then he saw eight martyrs in Brussels, and he decided to help the people, and would go to the to help the people, and all his money he invested in starting the Dutch Republic. And this was the reason that William Silent would support the Dutch Calvinism. So the this is not a dialectic. This is a genocide, and people trying to defend against the genocide. So the dialectic that William Cooper believed in is utter nonsense. I have heard other information of William Cooper that is not correct, but I think he would discover this himself if he would have the opportunity to do more research. I think if I learned to know William Cooper after he was dead, but if he would be alive today, I think I would send him an email or call him in his program explaining what I'm explaining here now, that there are two movements of Rosicrucianism. One movement is infiltrated and based on the same movement that Martin Luther was a member of. And Rosicrucians were just yeah, some kind of militia, just as you have militias in America now, in the parts that are still Protestant, that try to defend themselves against the Inquisition. So this this is what the truth is about why Martin Luther was supporting Rosicrucians in the 16th century. The infiltrated Rosicrucians, after all, to clear with you, I say there are two groups of Rosicrucians, the ones set up by the Roman Catholic Bishop Spencer Lewis, and the ones that Martin Luther was sympathetic with or was a member of. these still have some interesting teachings, but their general teachings and their foundations are all lies and forgeries. I have tried to explain this to Eric John Phelps also, but I think he doesn't understand it. So that's not important. Eric John Phelps is only a messenger. So I have now the opportunity to explain this right here. The Roman Catholics want to kill all culture, not only people that have possession of the Bible, but they regard the Bible as a very dangerous threat, because anyone that has read the Bible will stop to be a Roman Catholic and will understand the nonsense and the blasphemous insults that Roman Catholicism is. This is also the reason that it is prohibited for Roman Catholics to read the Bible. There is not a dialectic. Today Protestants that are ecumenical, they are actively working on killing any Protestant that tells the truth about the Pope and tells that the Pope is the Antichrist. Now, I will also do that here. Maybe I get censored. The Pope is the Antichrist. Huh? If I get censored, I tap myself on the shoulder and I know that I will be rewarded in the kingdom of heaven, but I am kind of worried about the people that cannot get these messages if they still believe the forgeries of Rome. This is a second effort to make this part of the program, because my software went hang when I would make the program before, but I hope it's now it's not going to hang and I can inform you. Looking at the time, in the recent programs I made them into 1 hour programs, but now I found a way to make compression in the MP3s. I think I can make longer programs, but I think this program is clear and explains. There's another thing I want to explain in this program. That's a bit of what I explained in the Dutch programs about Colonel Michael Aquino. In the first part of this program, I said Colonel Thomas Aquino. I apologize for that. That was a mistake. It's Colonel Michael Aquino. Colonel Michael Aquino is the friend of Anton LaVey and is a nephew or a brother, or at least related to Thomas Aquino. Thomas Aquino is a 15th century theologian. Michael Aquino is still living Satanist that has the same theology as every Roman Catholic has. Roman Catholics insult Christ by putting crosses everywhere. Roman Catholics insult Christ because in the paintings of the 12 stations, every Roman Catholic can see that Jesus Christ was a Jew who is killed by Romanists. Still they choose to put all their money and into the Vatican. I have done research in how much money that my parents pay to the Antichrist. This money that Roman Catholics give to the Pope is a huge amount that they themselves do not calculate. I got with a fight with my mother about it some years ago, and since then I haven't seen her anymore. So if Roman Catholics are listening, there is no reason to persecute my mother for this. She is loyal to the Pope. She will surely go to hell if she doesn't repent from not giving me the information and how much she pays to the Roman Catholic Church. But I've done calculations, because when I was a child, I was forced to the church until they didn't succeed in that anymore, and I saw the amount of money that was given there in the church, and then they have also money that they give that I as child couldn't find out. But I've been calculating it. It's about 200 guildens a month, as I must make. That's $200, more than $100 a month. Being a Roman Catholic is very expensive, but you get a lot of back for it, because if you are a Roman Catholic, if you achieve in not getting too much children, you can be used on important positions in politics and in industry, and then you can become rich because you're a Roman Catholic. And this is also a way how many Roman Catholics are made. This is explained by how was his name again, in the movie made by Jim Arabito. Anyway, this program getting too long. If I go explain all these things, I will start a new program to explain other things. But I in this program I will make a resume, and then I will also want to broadcast now a quote from an interview with Rusty Nelson on Sir Thomas Aquino, and the reason for this is that I mentioned the word Inquisition industry. This is a new word for people in America that have never been confronted with this word. In the Franklin cover-up, when I would check this information out, it became very clear to me, and Rusty Nelson very well explained how Inquisition industry works, and why Thomas Aquino and Colonel Michael Aquino are not only related in their name, but are related in a lot more things.
Let's start by first of all talking a little bit about you, your background. You're a professional photographer.
Ended up in Omaha, went to a bar called The Mat, probably get me a job as a waiter or something like that. Lo and behold, the man was Larry King. I had no idea who he was. It was just a whirlwind. He had all this money and power. Within a couple days, I was off on a private jet.
When you say important people, Rusty, are you talking about political?
It went all the way up to the White House. These people were leaders of industry. They were doing things that I did not feel was right. Who would you go tell? Because they pulled the puppet strings. There was one instance where Colonel Michael Aquino came to a motel room, and he got from Larry King a suitcase, and it was filled with bearer bonds and cash. There was millions of dollars in that thing. It was for the Iran-Contras. Embassy Row in Washington, D.C. They had parties there. On the surface, they looked like all up and up. Then the party was over with, and there'd be a few guys that would stay after. They would have a sex party. This was at King's house.
Okay. How could this man afford Lear jets, lavish parties, and also renting a mansion on Embassy Row in D.C.?
He would prime client. Prey would be a better word for it.
Mm-hmm.
They went to this church and hit him up for $1.8 million. Well, there was a set of nuns that he got a bunch of money from,
mm-hmm.
a couple million dollars. There was Boys Town and various other organizations. Everybody doesn't know what goes on at Boys Town.
As I recall, Rusty, the Boys Town was one of King's primary recruiting grounds for young boys and girls.
Very much so. I believe the man who's running it now is Father Val Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good choice.
Okay. Why is that?
He was up to his elbows in this. What they were doing is providing sexual favors to
whoever had money or political influence.
Whoever King told them to. Usually it was done for the purpose of compromising somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take me very long to figure out that they had two sets of books going.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that was wrong. One of the things that really made me worry about how to get out was the fact that I'd seen Robert Wadman.
He was the chief of the Omaha Police Department.
Yes.
Wadman was pretty deeply involved in abuse of the kids, was he not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the girls that he frequented was Alicia Owen.
Okay. I do remember that Alicia Owen's allegation was that Chief Wadman had made her pregnant.
He covered up so much stuff. You know, Larry flew little kids all over the country for people
mm-hmm.
to be sex toys. for people with perverse needs.
You know, I heard that there were somewhere in the neighborhood of at least 80 people.
He got kids from all over the country. A lot of them came from Boys Town or orphanages or places to where they'd really not be missed. He also cataloged kids. He'd pick them to order.
Okay. It became known popularly as the Franklin cover-up, and Senator John DeCamp, a state senator in Nebraska, was on the banking committee, as was Senator Lauren Schmidt. This started out as a banking investigation into the Franklin Credit Union, which was being directed at the time by a man named Larry King.
Yeah, that's an interview on the Franklin cover-up. You can get the whole interview interview on YouTube. It's about half an hour interview where Rusty Nelson is interviewed. Rusty Nelson is the most important witness of the Franklin cover-up. In the rest of the interview, you can hear how the man that is named in the part I quoted, Larry King, had been to prison 2 years, but the victims that have been witnesses in the court have been either been killed or put in prison for 10 years and longer, some. And yeah, this is very clear that the courts everywhere on this planet are completely corrupted, and still people keep on supporting these courts. I mean, I think it's these court cases. This is not the only court case. There has also been court cases of the Jesuits in Canada, and there have been more court cases. And this often is for people a way to learn the truth. I think these victims that have been punished, like Rusty Nelson himself. Also, Rusty Nelson was poisoned after the interview, and you can find another interview with him after he was poisoned. I think, very terrible to see how they poisoned Rusty Nelson and tried to kill him. Also, he had also survived a murder attempt, and yeah, people give their lives and give their freedom in order to inform the people. So please pass this information on as much as you can, just as I am doing here. Not in the same way, maybe. I mean, but talk to it to other people. I mean, these governments that we have are Satanists that are put there by the Vatican. The Vatican, in Holland, it's so that there have been Roman Catholic prime ministers, and one of these Roman Catholic prime ministers said in an interview that I saw in the time that I watched TV that the Pope is the world leader. Yeah, I don't understand why the Catholics are very open in this. They openly worship money. They openly worship atheism. They openly worship that they are very insulting and very blasphemous in towards Jesus Christ. If you tell the truth against a Roman Catholic, he doesn't repent, but he becomes angry and sends an assassination team at you if he can, or at least, I don't know what, they're all different people, but Roman Catholics are not people. They are not honest, not in honesty and truth. I mean, I know there are some exceptions. I will name some exceptions now. William Tyndale, John Calvin, Martin Luther. Yeah, William Tyndale from seminar. He was accused of heresy and killed. John Calvin was a bishop. He's accused of everything possible. Martin Luther, his last book is censored. His last book is about the Pope being the Antichrist. The Pope is the Antichrist. If a Protestant preacher doesn't say that the Pope is the Antichrist, beat him up. Yeah. If you don't beat too hard and he only has a blue eye, maybe he will repent, but such a man is either deceived or is deceiving the people for another reason. Yeah, this other reason is very interesting, but such a man should not be preaching. A Protestant minister that does not warn his people against ecumenical conduct and against the evil of Roman Catholicism. I mean, okay, I give a resume of what I just quoted. Because Rusty Nelson describes only Roman Catholicism. He said 1.8 million from a Roman Catholic church, or a church, yeah, a church is always Roman Catholic. If there's a Protestant here and he says, I go to church, then I say, you are a Roman Catholic, then he says, no, and then I think everyone around me supports the liar, as usual. It is with me like people that I meet, they are all completely brainwashed. They pay millions of dollars a contribution to liars that are deceiving them, and if someone tells the truth that to such a person, they go steal and rob and persecute such a person. This is because they think, if you are really following the teachings of Jesus Christ, you must be a wimp. Yeah, I just warn you, if I get the opportunity, I will kill everyone. Everyone on this planet, I will kill with my own hands, unless he is protected by the Lord. And I've tried to kill many police officers. Every time I see police officers here, I try to kill them, then God protects them. Yeah? The fact that you are still alive, you thank the Lord for it. But these police officers are atheists. The people that around me are atheists. You all people are atheists. Roman Catholics are atheists. My mother was an atheist. My father is an atheist. My grandfather was an atheist. My grandfather would go to the Roman Catholic Church every day. He would then go pray for the people that are killed, are dead, yeah? They pay money for the masses. You know how a Roman Catholic works? He's afraid because he knows he's going to hell. So he's afraid all his life, and then he goes to the church in order to try to repent himself. Now this works the wrong way around, because when he goes to when people go to church, they are deceived. And then I include every church that does Sunday worship without warning the people that Sunday worship is Roman Catholic. Sunday worship is Roman Catholic. The Bible does not contain the word Sunday. You can check this out in an online Bible. Go look for the word Sunday. You cannot find it in the Bible. No prophet or not Jesus Christ would teach Sunday. Opposite, they say they keep the Sabbath. Now, just maybe if you are a Seventh-day Adventist, you have done the Sabbath, and you know how this works. Over here in Europe, there is Sunday worship put in by the Pope in every country. And if a person wants to keep the Sabbath, he cannot get food for 3 days. And he cannot find a job, because I've been a building worker also. And then when are we going to work? Well, the most important work you do on Saturday. Huh? That's when you are a building worker over there in the Netherlands. You must work on Saturday. That's the Sabbath. So work on the Sabbath. Now, working on the Sabbath is the only legal part left of a building working job. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what if I discuss this with... I haven't discussed it with building workers, but building workers, they don't trust anyone who studied. And I not say that is right, but I understand it. I mean, if someone has studied, it means that he hasn't studied, but he's brainwashed. I mean, I have friends who have been to university, and when I meet the and I finished it, and I have a title, and then when I go talk to those people, I find out that there is they have no knowledge whatsoever of how their own thing that I studied in works. I mean, someone who studied history doesn't know that Adolf Hitler is Roman Catholic, and if I say to such a person, hey, Adolf Hitler is Roman Catholic, then he says to me, Major Bossart is not an authority, Adolf Hitler was not a Catholic, and then the lies come. Huh? That's how, when I talk to someone who studied economy, then I say, you study indulgences. What can you tell me about banks? Now, I once asked this to an someone who finished economy. He doesn't know. Didn't even know what I was talking about. I did art school. Now, if I go talk to someone here who did art school, such a person is an atheist. I mean, if he is in an exposition situation, or a Roman Catholic. Only Roman Catholics and atheists are accepted amongst artists. I have been myself in artist surroundings here, and that's all atheism, and money. Atheism and money, that's the only thing that they believe in. And then you have the most popular art amongst artists themselves is just Satanists. That, when I was at art school, I had a teacher there who said, Nietzsche, that's the most important art in this time. Now, if you know the work of Nietzsche, that's raping women and blood rituals. It's just Satanism. And yeah, then I say, I get worried about this woman. And then they say, no, that's voluntary students. And they get voluntary fucked by some old man. And the blood, that's only animal blood. It's no problem, animal blood. I was very ignorant back then, but this is with every university and every school. It's only lies. So if a building worker says to me, I don't trust you because you went to university, then the first time I got confronted with it, it was very painful because I didn't think that I was more smart than they are, because I think there is no difference between people. But the many years later, I started to understand why certain people who did not study are so aggressive towards people who have studied. I not say that they are 100% right, but I understand it. What I can say is that the most facts that I teach in are experiences that I had myself, and you should check what I say, and I heard William Cooper said the same thing. You must check what I say. Now, what Rusty Nelson said is maybe a bit hard to check, but it's the truth. And Rusty Nelson said he get a few million dollars of the nuns in order to finance the pedophile network. I mean, he's not the only one who discovered these things. I know another American intellectual, Jim Rothstein, who has been a police officer and has been researching the pedophile network in the USA. And he found out that Cardinal Spellman was the most important, most severe pedophile in the USA. Now, that's a cardinal, is a Roman Catholic. Cardinals are Roman Catholic. Hello. And the Vietnam War, I mean, it is very clear to me that with every war, there is light about to the people. Now, these lies are in order to replace the real agenda for the war. So, once you discovered that a war is lied about, you can do research in what is the truth about this war. And in the case of Vietnam, there is a very good source about what the real agenda was behind Vietnam. This book is called Vietnam, Why Did We Go? By Avro Manhattan. Avro Manhattan is not a Jesuit coadjutor, but a person calling Avro Manhattan is a Jesuit coadjutor because of his ignorance. I have just explained a mistake made by William Cooper. When I start to mention the mistakes made by Eric John Phelps, I think this program will be longer than 10 hours. I don't know exactly how long this will become yet, but since I've learned to compress my MP3s, I think I can make it longer than an hour, because I myself like programs that are longer than an hour. I see that researchers are just quoting researchers as Eric John Phelps without researching it. This is not only very damaging to the truth and the understanding of truth, but it's also damaging to the person of Eric John Phelps himself, because if people, or William Cooper himself, if people just copy information of William Cooper without researching it, well, William Cooper is just a man like you and me, who had many, many years of research to discover some things that are important and find it important to warn the other people. And warn themselves, research what I tell you, because it's not about the messenger, it's about the truth. Yeah, then it becomes a mess, a chaos, order up chaos. I explained, I think, in some programs on Tilt, so I'm not exactly have an overview of what I've now exactly made in this program. But I, no. What was it now? I'll stop now in order to prevent that it goes stilt again. Avro Manhattan. Yeah, I have read two biographies of him, and those two biographies cannot both be true. One biography said he is an Englishman. The other biography said that he grew up in Italy and that he was a son of a Dutch and an American parent. I haven't figured out who was the mother and who was the father, but it was a Dutch and an American parent that were the parents of Avro Manhattan. I would see that biography first, and then I heard this nonsense that by Eric John Phelps about Avro Manhattan being a Jesuit coadjutor, and then I later would find this other biography, and I think I tried to understand why Eric John Phelps would make this nonsense remark about Avro Manhattan being a Jesuit coadjutor. And I think he has read the other biography where it is said that Avro Manhattan was an Englishman. Now, now, of course, one of these biographies is a forgery, but if I look at the publications of Avro Manhattan, then I think it's very plausible that he grew up in Italy. Now, maybe you people abroad do not understand, and neither do people in my country understand the Italians. I say that I understand Italians very much, but there are a lot of Italians that I regard as great heroes, and I very much love to see certain Italians and what they do. I mean, the Leo Zagami giving saying, hey, the Pope is a homosexual. I don't know if you saw this year with his naked acrobats, but when you know that the Pope is a homosexual, I mean, and how these hypocrite Roman Catholics of Opus Dei almost lose their power, because when the members of Opus Dei, that is Opus Dei is all hetero, you know, these are married or unmarried, but homosexuality is normal amongst priests. I mean, when I've met a lot of priests, and most priests know that a lot of priests are homosexuals. But in Opus Dei, there are no homosexuals. Yeah, there might be some homosexuals, but the belief of Opus Dei is that you can go to the kingdom of heaven and be rich anyway. Jesus Christ said that you cannot serve two masters, but Opus Dei teaches that you can serve two masters. But when such persons in Opus Dei discover that the Pope is a homosexual, that's for Opus Dei more a problem as that when you say the Pope is a pedophile. Now, maybe you don't understand that, but that I understand this because I have Roman Catholic parents and I know the rules of hypocrisy. I mean, I have no problems with homosexuals. I think if people want to be homosexual, it's their own choice, and I believe in freedom as long as they don't hurt anyone else. But when people become pedophiles, yeah, I mean, this is always rape. Pedophilia is always rape. And homosexuality is not always rape, but it can be rape. And when, of course, I am not going to warn against homosexuals because the papists, I see so much protesting against, Opus Dei, indeed, it is the same as American Protestants. American Protestants would be very much interested to become a member of Opus Dei. I mean, you don't understand maybe how Roman Catholics are preaching in the Protestant churches in the USA now. But homosexuals are most and severely persecuted in Roman Catholic villages and in Roman Catholic cities. Yes, this is a fact. The reason that gay marriage is from Holland is because in Holland there is a rather Protestant tradition in the past. Today not anymore, but in the past there was Protestantism here. And this is why the Netherlands is tolerant towards homosexuals and other people that make choices. But I am also tolerant towards certain homosexuals, not all of them, but I mean, with me, it's more like, yeah. I mean, this was not what I was wanted to talk about. It's not important, but over here in Europe, most of these Protestant churches are set up by Roman Catholic preachers. The Dutch Reformed Church that Monticolor is preaching from is set up by Roman Catholic priests. By Roman Catholic preachers. I know this from several sources. The first source was when I was studied Roman Catholic theology. There was a priest there that was setting up a Protestant congregation in a city over here in the Netherlands. Now, there was a guy himself who also studied there, who was Dutch Reformed, and he was shocked by this when he found out that a Protestant preacher of a Roman Catholic priest was setting up a Dutch Reformed congregation in a city in the Netherlands. Then I found some years ago on the internet an article on the from the Roman Catholic media that said that Roman Catholic preachers also already had defeated Calvinism in the 17th century by Roman Catholic preachers. Now, this is, of course, if you know that Roman Catholic preachers have defeated Calvinism in the 17th century, that you maybe start to understand that Protestant churches are Roman Catholic churches, whether they are openly ecumenical or secretive ecumenical. And that in that way, the Roman Catholic Church achieves in setting up new Bible forgeries. And that, that you cannot, like Eric John Phelps, one of the mistakes he makes is that he believes the authors he reads. I mean, as an example, I've read Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Peres. Now, to me, it was a very shocking book, not because of the history, because the history was fun, but because of the fact that I noticed that Edmund Peres is an atheist and a very convinced atheist. Edmund Peres only, and this is, I say, I have not found any mistake in the work of Edmund Peres, although his whole way as looking to the facts is, of course, because of his atheism. He looks to the facts as an atheist. And yeah, that's Hill, when you know that the Bible has been prohibited in France, then you also know that you can understand that why Edmund Peres is an atheist, because when people have no access to the Bible, but can dismantle the hypocrisy and the lies by the Roman Catholicism anyway, the only way then to defend themselves is atheism. But the problem here is that Roman Catholics, the top of the Vatican, is also atheist. Explained by an ex-Jesuit in Belgium who had published a book online, and that was also published in Dutch, but there is also an English translation of that book, who kind of described the Jesuit order in the previous century and described that the top of the Jesuit order is atheist. And when you see that the socialism and communism, how important, how this is set up by the Jesuit order, and how important atheism is for the Jesuit order, you might also maybe from a strategic viewpoint understand why atheists in the Jesuit order can get so high up in the order. The Lord will judge Edmund Peres, and I'm not too worried about that, because I'm very grateful to Edmund Peres. I think if I meet Edmund Peres in the Kingdom of Heaven, I will give him a lot of money. Oh yeah, the money is not the same in the Kingdom of Heaven. I will give him a lot of my riches. He's a great man. And so is Eric Don Phelps. He's a great man, but he doesn't, he's into a literal understanding of things, and he doesn't check his own doctors. Yeah, he maybe doesn't have time for it, you know, but he's I heard him preach that you must not have a cat in the house. I think, what a nonsense, it's a faith by work preaching. But on the other hand, the reason people get a cat is because they have mouses, and the best way to get rid of mouses is by taking a cat.